Alrighty, we have got a new segment on the Fitness Retention Podcast. On my own, I get to do a lot of research and have a lot of conversations with people who are successful in other industries. And I do this because I like to look for some unconventional ways for fitness companies to innovate and improve. So once every few episodes, we are going to be focusing on gym goers or customers who are loyal to their gyms. We'll learn a little bit about these awesome fitness enthusiasts, learn about their journey to finding their perfect gym, and the opportunities that are possible for gyms to borrow from other industries. So this week we are going to be talking to Ruth Galpin. She's a customer success manager at Marqeta. And if you have been listening to the show, you know that I am a huge advocate of the customer success position. I wish it were more prevalent in gyms because when people get results and they're encouraged to get results and use the product, they often stay longer. So we're talking with Ruth today. She's a loyal member of Pacific Strength in Oakland, California. And it's interesting to hear about her journey. It's interesting to hear about her loyalty to a coach who opened his own gym and she stuck with him through that. Also want to mention that I will be at URSA next week. Let's meet up. You probably know where to find me. You can find me on LinkedIn or you can shoot me an email at agymotion@gmail.com. That's agymotion@gmail.com. And we will shake hands or hug if you want to. We could do that too. However you want to do it, we'll make it happen. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. The Fitness Retention Podcast would like to welcome Ruth Galpin. What's up, Ruth?
What's up, Fitness Podcast Retention?
Hi, Alex.
How are you?
I'm good. Just grinding through my Friday in San Francisco startup life.
Sweet. For the people that are frequent listeners here, you will know based on the introduction of this podcast that we're going to do things a little bit differently for a series of member and customer interviews. And Ruth used to work out at a gym that I worked at. And she's awesome. She works in the tech field, but I don't want to steal your thunder, Ruth, so why don't you give a brief introduction about who you are, and then I'll pepper you with some questions.
All right, who is Ruth? I am a relationship manager, so I've spent the last 7 or 8 years in different tech companies managing business, both incoming, also as it's grown out within different organizations, increased revenue. Mm-hmm. I'm an avid CrossFitter and I just love working out. I was a college athlete, so finding homes in gyms post being on a team has been an important part of what makes me healthy and sane. Mm-hmm. And now I'm a mom and juggle the more things than I thought possible, but all with as much gusto and passion as possible.
That is awesome. And congratulations on your somewhat recent motherhood, right?
Yeah, I have a 1-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, I made it.
What does he talk yet? Or what's the most exciting thing that's happened recently?
He walks and he talks just some words and he's like learning how to hold a spoon and feed himself.
I'm working on that too.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to tell anybody that you are bad at that, but I'm glad you brought that out into the open.
So Ruth, for context here, you said that you have moved around a lot in the past and gyms have always kind of been maybe not like a second home, but somewhere that you feel comfortable in and you like to spend a lot of time in. Is that right?
Yeah, or finding avenues to pursue fitness.
Okay.
Has been really important to me. It's an important part of how I know myself. And also I've found that exercising regularly is such a stress reliever. the last 7 or 8 years in relationship management, there's a lot of ups and downs to that. So finding ways to manage the stress that you're being placed in or having a place to escape that's healthy, I would say exercise has been that for me.
Okay. Where are you now? Where do you live and where do you work out?
I live in Oakland. And I work out at a local CrossFit gym called Pack Strength. And I've been at that gym for 3+ years.
Okay. How did you initially hear about it? I mean, I know the story, but the listeners don't. What appealed to you about that gym and how did you make the decision to become a customer or a member?
So when I moved to the Bay, found the gym that Alex and I were at, I was hunting for a new one and was very happy there for a long time and even stayed at a gym in the city while living in Oakland because of the community and the coaches for a long time. I couldn't find anything that sort of hit the same community space that I wanted as well as the type of coaching that I liked as well. And so what made me shift is that the now gym owner, who was a coach and trainer, the last gym opened up his own gym. And like he finally did it, was probably the way I said that. And so I jumped ship and was able to be in my neighborhood, which is great. I bike to work out and love the fact that James, the owner and coach, knows me as an athlete and a person. And that I've seen a lot of personal gains when it comes to strength and fitness through working with him. This is just in group class, so I've not done any really like extra things, but just in following his programming over the years have grown to be the strongest, fastest, leanest version of myself that I'd ever known.
Bada bing, bada boom. So a lot to unpack there, but community is a huge aspect of it. A leader that you believe in the way that they do business, a convenient location, and the ability to actually see results.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are 4 really big predictors of retention. And I think that a lot of times in fitness, we don't do a good job of meeting customers where they are when they walk through the doors for the first time. Maybe your situation is a little bit different because you already knew the owner of the gym and the head coach of the gym and his kind of, I don't know, idiosyncrasies, whatever you want to call them,
the way
he operated.
Right.
But how has your gym done a good job of making you feel welcome and continually winning your business?
I mean, for the way that the gym I go to is laid out, I'm typically in classes with the same people. So the coaches have done a good job fostering community with those groups. You kind of find your like tiny tribe at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or 5:30 a.m. kind of gone to all those classes. So that's a big aspect of it. Like the other thing is, James has done a great job of having weeks every quarter where we do max lifts or kind of check in on how much we've grown over the last quarter. And we even have a bell that we ring when we hit new PRs. And as a gym, and as an athlete, that's pretty encouraging to be able to look back and see your growth. In most of life, we all focus on the things that we're good at. And, you know, as kids, we try all things and we don't think it's a big deal to not know how to do something or not be good at something. And for me personally, James and the gym and the community that I've found there unlocks that childlike glee in finding something I don't know how to do and making it feel like it's possible to do it.
I want to just note that that's a lot deeper than fitness.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's not just like doing a clean and jerk that's heavier than you've ever done. Like the things that you do oftentimes in the gym and the things that people accomplish in the gym translate really well to outside of the gym.
That's
so
right.
Do you have any examples of how maybe something you've done has given you confidence to try something else? Or, I mean, you don't have to have it right away, but I think that that's a really powerful thing to be able to provide someone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think about the confidence I've gained through being a part of a community of people that do things that scare them, mm-hmm. And work on movements that, like, I could bruise my knees. I could hurt myself even, right? Like, there's just that, like, there is an aspect that, of what CrossFit teaches you to do where there's a little like, ooh, I don't know if I should, you know, climb this rope 10 feet.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to try to do it without my legs. And now I'm going to kick up on a wall. And now I'm going to kick up into air and just try to walk on my hands, like those sorts of things. But I know that the person that I am and the confidence that I have in my ability to learn new things is radically different in light of the environment of individuals that I've surrounded myself with through the community that's created, at least at the gyms that I've been a part of. Sort of just this, like, we're all beginners at things at some point.
Yep.
And I think that, like you said, that has nothing to do with having biceps.
Yeah. Yeah.
But being around people that push me or let me push them to try new moves, it's just empowering. I think it makes me feel like I can go work or do anything if I want to do it.
Yeah.
And as an adult outside of this specific community that I've found, I don't see as many examples of pushing yourself outside of the spaces where you already know you're good at something.
Hmm.
We tend to lean into those things and lean out of the ones we don't know how to do.
Hmm. That's pretty interesting. If your gym had a bumper sticker, what would it be?
Skies out, thighs out.
Is that actually something that's on like a shirt?
Well, that's a James thing. He thinks it's really funny to wear short shorts and to say skies out, thighs out. I would say come one, come all.
Huh.
I think James has done a good job of creating a space for all types of athletes. Hmm. I think some gyms can be very, you walk in and you can immediately tell you don't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And if the gym doesn't do something to make you feel like you're welcome,
mm-hmm.
then you might not come back because there's this sort of like, oh, I don't fit in. I'm not skinny enough, or I don't know how to do that movement, or I'm not wearing the right clothes, or whatever that is. And, you know, I'm proud to go to a gym where I feel like someone could come off the street and we would make them feel welcome.
Mm.
And that it's not just James's job to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Build a good community, then everyone wants everyone else to feel like they belong.
Yeah.
So then you have like a safe place to go to that's not home and it's not work.
Mm-hmm.
And at least for me, the gym is that. It's like another home of sorts.
Yeah. It's, and like, just not to like make it this about me, but like, that's how I got my start working out was it was like, I need somewhere to go when my parents are pissing me off.
Yeah.
At school.
Right.
You know, like that was just the place that I went. And for me to have people be like, oh, what's up, Alex? Like every time you walk through the door, it's like, oh, these people actually care about me being here and care about me learning and being successful in my time here.
Right.
And you said about like, we would make them feel welcome. I can't imagine a better testament to the way that someone does business than having the customers say they want to welcome a random person off the street. Like, I think it is the owner's job to do what you're saying, but it sure helps when your customers also have that mindset. And like, you probably don't even feel like a customer anymore, right? Like you feel like that's just a natural part of your life and your day.
Yeah. And honestly, like, you know, if you pulled the 250 members at James's gym, like I have sort of my own unique thing that I think I bring to places.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is making an I a we.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to make community, I mean, community matters to me. So I'm very intentional about it. But I think James and the two gyms that I've been with him at. Mm-hmm. They've done, like, community is a thing, and welcoming people and trying to not dumb something down, but making it universally possible to give it a try. Mm-hmm. And making that not just the coach's job in that environment, or the trainer's job, or the gym owner's job, but sort of like building out a space where you're all pulling each other along, mm-hmm. is really empowering.
Yeah. And like, it's so hard to do that at scale. Like, it's easy to do that when you have 50 members.
Right.
It's a lot harder to do that when you have 250 members.
Right.
And I think that is really powerful. And that's something that, like, you know, I kind of want to talk about is, like, a lot of, like, you said you're a relationship manager, right? Yeah. So how do companies do that at scale?
The companies that do a good job of it are really understand who they are, mm-hmm. and they do onboardings, mm-hmm. For customers or members that are employees, that basically walk you through several days long or a week long of, like, who we are, what we stand for, the why behind what we do, mm-hmm. and sort of enlist you in the mission. Mm-hmm. of the organizations that you work for. Mm-hmm. So you have, like, a North Star that you're pointing towards. And I think in some of the different gyms that I've been to that do those sorts of things, like force an onboarding, mm-hmm. where you're in the class with a group of people, mm-hmm. It tethers you to that community in a different way than if on day one you can just come in and put on your headphones, jump on a machine, and work out by yourself and leave. Mm-hmm. Like, that, you could do that anywhere.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what you want, depending on the person. Like, that convenience is king. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think the organizations that I've worked for that onboard employees in a meaningful way is trying to make it possible to connect your employee base to the greater mission, so that you know what you're working for. Mm-hmm. That's not just a paycheck every month.
Yeah. It's a shared vision or a shared.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like, enlisting people in that is powerful.
Yeah. If you, and I'm not asking you to, like, critique James's business, but if you ran a gym, what would be the first one or two things that you would focus on to be like, I have to nail the experience, or sorry, to nail the experience, I have to do blank?
Yeah. I mean, create a community.
Yeah. What after that?
Do what I say I'm going to do over and over and over again.
Be consistent.
And, yeah. I've just been the big and the small things. Your word matters. So answering emails, getting back on payments, like, just doing all the things that it takes to run a business. I found in working with small business owners myself in my career that a lot of times people start these businesses because they're really passionate about that, like, small thing.
Yep.
And they don't realize that running a business is, like, so much more than that small thing, and that it can be challenging for those small business owners to ask for the right help to make up the deficit for the things they're not naturally good at. Mm-hmm. So if you're really great at building community, that's awesome. But what if you need accounting help? Or what if you need social media and marketing help? Or what if you need to make sure your facilities are really clean? Like, I think it's important to know what you're great at and make sure you have a team of people around you that support you where you're not good at.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you can't see all your blind spots.
Sure.
Yeah, you can't. So I don't know if that answered that or not, but the fly. Yeah.
I mean, consistency is huge, right? Like, you don't want to go in one day and have all the equipment be spotless, and then the next day have there be sweat or, like, blood on a barbell or anything like that, right? Like, it's
right.
You have to nail the basics.
That's right.
Yeah. Is there any, like, are there any shout outs or praise? Are there any moments where you were like, wow, they really overachieved to keep me here and to make me feel special? And this will be the last question, because I like to end on a really high note.
I think that, again, my experience with James and my most recent gym, they just feel like family.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to creating a place that is another slice of home and that empowers me to do things I've never done before with gusto and zest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I get the opportunity to be more than I am, more than I could be every day, because I'm around people that are constantly pushing the boundaries of what they can do. Mm-hmm. And that's great.
That's going to be a pretty great feeling.
Yeah. Keeps me going.
Awesome. Pushes you through the learning how to eat with a spoon days, huh?
That's right. That's right. And having my son call me daddy. Yeah.
That's cute.
Isn't it? We're both dada.
Charming. You don't have a beard.
I don't. No. No, I'm very female.
Good. Well, Ruth, we'll wrap with that. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I hope that the listeners even for me, hearing stuff from people who don't own or manage or operate gyms, like, it just gives me so many ideas. And
yeah.
I hope that the people listening got a lot out of this, because ultimately it's not about us, it's about the customers. And we really have to listen to them and make more of an effort to do that. So I appreciate you taking the time to spread the good word and to come on the podcast.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks. Bye.
Alrighty, that wraps up my conversation with Ruth Galpin of Marketta and a loyal member of Pacific Strength. If you liked that episode and you like the fresh perspective that members bring, feel free to reach out to me and let me know. If you didn't like it, please do the same. My goal is to bring you listeners fresh content and to help everybody think outside the box a little bit more. And for me, the quickest way to do that has always been to talk to smart people and learn from them and learn what can be improved. So any feedback is appreciated. Shoot it over to me on my email at agymotion@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will take a 1 week break because I won't be putting out podcasts while I'm at IRSA, but we will resume on the 18th of March. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.